Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, House of Cards, A Tale of Hubris and Wretched Excess on Wall Street by William D. Cohan is a narrative nonfiction account of the collapse of Bear Stearns and the broader failures of Wall Street culture that helped ignite the 2008 financial crisis. Written as investigative financial history, the book reconstructs how one of the oldest investment banks in the United States unraveled under the pressure of excessive leverage, internal conflict, weak oversight, and reckless risk-taking. Cohan combines reporting, institutional history, and character analysis to explain not only what happened, but why a major firm could appear stable until it suddenly collapsed. The book is designed for readers who want to understand the mechanics of the crisis through the behavior of the people and organizations involved, rather than through abstract economic theory alone. Its purpose is both explanatory and cautionary. It shows how arrogance, complacency, and incentives aligned around short-term gain can produce systemic damage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Bear Stearns is a case study in institutional collapse. A central strength of the book is its focus on Bear Stearns as a concrete example of how a respected financial institution can fail rapidly once its underlying weaknesses become impossible to hide. Cohan traces the firm from its rise as a powerful investment bank to its sudden collapse in March 2008, showing that the breakdown was not a single accident, but the result of accumulated fragility. The book emphasizes that Bear Stearns depended heavily on confidence, short-term funding, and highly leveraged positions, which made it vulnerable to a loss of trust. Once counterparties began to doubt the firm, the collapse accelerated. This is important because it illustrates a key principle of modern finance: balance sheet strength and market confidence are inseparable. A bank may look profitable while conditions remain calm, yet still be structurally unstable. The book uses Bear Stearns to show how institutions can appear sophisticated and successful while quietly storing up catastrophic risk. Secondly, how leverage and liquidity pressure turned warning signs into a crisis. The book makes clear that the disaster was not only about greed in a moral sense, but about financial structure. One of its most important themes is the danger of excessive leverage and dependence on constantly available liquidity. Bear Stearns had exposure to mortgage-related assets and highly leveraged investment strategies, which became far more dangerous when market conditions shifted. Cohan explains the crisis in practical terms. Once financing dries up, even valuable assets can become hard to sell without major losses, and a firm can move from functioning to insolvent with alarming speed. This mechanism matters because it helps readers understand why a liquidity crisis can be more destructive than a simple earnings problem. The book therefore serves as an accessible lesson in risk management. It shows that financial institutions do not fail only when they make bad bets. They also fail when they borrow too much, misunderstand the speed of market panic, and rely on the assumption that short-term funding will always remain available. Thirdly, leadership, ego, and the failures of governance inside Wall Street culture. Cohan does not treat the collapse as an impersonal market event. He places significant attention on the personalities, rivalries, and decision-making failures of the executives who shaped Bear Stearns. The book shows how internal power struggles, overconfidence, and a culture that rewarded toughness and deal-making could discourage honest self-assessment. Instead of confronting structural weaknesses early, leaders often projected confidence and minimized danger. That pattern is one of the book's most useful insights because it reveals how governance fails from the inside. Corporate boards, senior managers, and risk overseers are supposed to correct dangerous behavior, yet they may become part of the same culture they are meant to restrain. Cohan therefore presents the collapse as a failure of judgment as much as a failure of finance. The result is a broader argument about institutions when leadership prizes status, autonomy, and short-term profit more than discipline and transparency. Risk can spread unchecked until the organization loses the ability to respond effectively. Fourthly, a readable account of complex finance for general readers. Another major dimension of the book is its style and method. Cohan is known for translating complex financial events into clear narrative prose, without stripping away the seriousness of the subject. That makes the book especially valuable for readers who want to understand the 2008 crisis, but do not have specialist training in banking or derivatives. Rather than relying on formulas or technical abstraction, the book uses scene-by-scene reconstruction, institutional context, and plain explanation to make the sequence of events comprehensible. This approach is not just stylistic, it is part of the book's argument. Financial crises are often difficult for the public to follow, because they unfold through opaque firms, hidden exposures, and jargon. By making the collapse legible, Cohan helps readers see that many of the core dynamics were understandable before the crash, even if they were ignored. The book therefore bridges journalism and history, giving it explanatory power for both general audiences and readers with professional interest in finance. Lastly, why the book remains relevant as a warning about systemic risk. The long-term value of House of Cards lies in how it frames Bear Stearns as more than a historical episode. The book argues, implicitly and sometimes explicitly, that the collapse exposed structural weaknesses in the financial system that can reappear whenever institutions chase returns without sufficient restraint. Its relevance extends beyond one firm because it addresses a recurring pattern in modern markets: optimism, leverage, fragile funding, and weak oversight can combine to produce failures that spread well beyond the originating company. This makes the book useful not only as a history of 2008, but also as a warning about regulatory blind spots and the limits of self-policing in finance. Readers can use it to think about how incentives shape behavior, why complex institutions are hard to supervise, and how quickly trust can vanish when risk is hidden. Compared with more technical crisis studies, its strength is that it keeps the human and institutional causes visible, which helps readers connect market structure to real-world consequences. In conclusion, House of Cards is best suited for readers interested in the 2008 financial crisis. Investment banking, corporate governance, and the practical mechanics of institutional failure. It is especially useful for business readers, students of finance, journalists, policymakers, and general readers who want a clear account of how Bear Stearns collapsed and why that collapse mattered for the wider economy. The main benefit of the book is that it turns a complicated financial event into an intelligible narrative without reducing it to simplification. Readers gain both historical understanding and a sharper sense of how leverage, short-term funding, weak oversight, and executive overconfidence interact in real markets. What distinguishes this book from many other crisis accounts is its combination of reporting depth and human detail. It is not a broad survey of the entire financial crisis, and it is not a technical manual. Instead, it offers a focused, richly reported reconstruction of one institution's failure, which makes the broader system's weaknesses easier to see. That narrow focus is also its strength by examining Bear Stearns closely. The book shows how systemic collapse can begin inside a single firm. If you would like to support William Cohan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.